The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Our Gemara, Haynes Daf Yud, tells us that if a person is fasting because of a tzara, a bad thing, and then in the middle of the Taynes, the cause of the fast is no longer applicable, the tzara goes away, the person still has to complete the tainus, even though the tzara is no longer here, the cause for his fasting doesn't apply. Still, once he starts the tainus, he has to finish. And the Rishonim asks that this seems to contradict the Mishnah Yutes. The Mishnah on Daf Yutes, and the way it's brought on Chaf Hei in the Braisa, discusses if they were geyser a tainus because there was no rain. There was a drought, it hasn't rained in a very long time, therefore they will go there a tainus, and in the middle of the tainus, it starts to rain. What is the halakha? So there it's brought a machlokes, but Meir holds that once Netzach Chama passes, you have to complete the tainus, even if it rains during the day. But Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that it depends on Chatzos, that if it rains before Chatzos, then you do not have to complete the tainus. It's only if midday chatzos passes and it still has yet to rain, that is where you have to complete the tainus. But as long as it rains before chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda's sita is that you do not complete the tainus. And our Gemara, it seems to imply not that way, that you will have to complete the tainus no matter what. Once you start, you have to finish. So in the Rishonim, there are three tzirutim given. The Raven makes a difference between over there where it's talking about rain. The tzara is you need rain. So once it rains, the entire tzara goes away, and therefore that is why you don't complete the tainus. As opposed to here, we're talking about other calamities that even once you have a solution, it still remains to some degree, and that's why you complete the tainus. The second teretz of the Rambam is that our Gemara are talking about Yechidim. That Gemara is talking about a tainus tzibur, and that's the answer. The Beit Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Tes says, "Ein Hachanani, there's no stira." Our Gemara that says you have to complete the tainus is talking about where the tzara goes away after chatzos. But Ein Hachanani, if it would go away before chatzos, you would not have to complete the tainus. Just like the Mishnah over there says that Rabbi Yehuda holds, as long as it rains before Chatzos, you do not complete the tainus. And this is the sugya of what happens when you have a tainus because of a tzara or because you need rain, and then in the middle of the day, the cause of your tainus goes away. And this forms the backdrop for a fascinating question that is brought in the Chasuchei Chemet on Masechta Sukkah, Taf Nun Hei. We are all familiar with the halakha that if a ben chutz aretz, someone who lives in chutz aretz, goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to keep 2 days Yom Tov, and even though the rest of the country is keeping one day, he has to follow his minhag and keep 2 days Yom Tov. The question that came up, what happens if you have a ben chutz aretz that is in Eretz Yisrael, he's keeping 2 days Yom Tov, and in the middle of Yom Tov Sheni, he decides, he makes up his mind, he is staying in Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is, once you are machlis, once you decide that you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, how exactly it works is not our topic, but the basic idea is that if you make up, you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael, you become a ben Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you only keep 1 day Yom Tov. What happens if this takes place on Yom Tov Sheni? Meaning, he starts off the day as a ben chutz aretz, therefore he is keeping Yom Tov, the Kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni is chal on him, and now the question is, could the Kedusha be paka? Could it go off or not? Do we say that now he's a ben Eretz Yisrael, he no longer has to keep Yom Tov? Or do we say no? Since Yom Tov started for him, the Kedusha was chal on this person and it cannot go off by itself. This was the question that he's dealing with. And he brings that Rav Elchanan Wasserman in his Kovet Shi'urim Tibeya Oitez Zayin deals with a similar question. Someone is traveling to Eretz Yisrael He wants to move there. He's going by boat, and the boat arrived on Yom Tisheni, which means that in the morning he was in Chutzaret. He was keeping 2 days Yom Tiv. Now the question is, when he arrives in Eretz Yisrael, what does he do? So Rabbi Chana wants to say, it's Tali in Al Gemara. Al Gemara says that if it rains before Chatzis, then you don't have to complete the Tainus. What is the significance of Chatzis? So Rabbi Chana brings two Pesachim, Rashi and the Yer Talmi. Rashi says that the reason why it depends on Chatzis is because Chatzis is the Zman HaSudah. That is the normal time that you eat, and therefore the Tainus is not Chal until Chatzis. So if it rained before Chatzis, which means that the Tainus was not really Chal yet, then you don't complete it. But once it passes as Zman HaSudah, Chatzis, you would complete the Tainus. The Yerushalmi brings a different sense. The Yerushalmi says simply, Ruvay Kekuloi, that if it rains in the morning, and right, the majority of the day has yet to pass, that's when you don't have to complete the Tainus. But if it passes Chatzis, which means the majority of the day has already passed as a Tainus, you thereby will have to complete the Tainus. So again, let's review. There are two separate reasons why it depends on Chatzis. Rashi, because it's Zman Sudah. Yerushalmi, because it's right Hanyoim. Says Rabbi Chanan, if Rashi is saying that it depends on Chatzis because that's the Zman HaSudah, then every other case where it does not depend on the Zman HaSudah, Rashi would hold that even if it would change in the morning, the Kedusha won't be Paka. Our case, he already started being Noyig Kedusha Shemtiv training, because when the morning came, he was still in Chatzaret. So says Rabbi Chanan, therefore you have to keep the rest of the day Yom Tov. Al Gemara says it's Chatzis. Al Gemara is only a side reason, a basic reason why it depends on Chatzis. Because the Tainus only starts by Chatzis. But by Kedushas Yom Tov, where obviously it starts right away in the morning, once it starts, it can't end. As opposed to the Yerushalmi holds that it depends on Raif. That would apply in every single case. Therefore, the Yerushalmi holds that even if it's Chal already, as long as Rav, the majority of the day has not yet passed, the Kedusha could be Paka. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, if he arrives in Eretz Yisrael after Chatzis, then everybody would hold Kedusha is not Paka, and you would have to keep the rest of the day as Yom Tov. As opposed to if he arrives in the morning, then it will depend on this Rashi and Taisvit. According to Rashi, you would have to keep the rest of the day Yom Tov. Once Yom Tov is Chal, it cannot be Paka. The only reason Al Gemara it depends on Chatzis is because that's when Chatzis, that is when the time is Chal. As opposed to the Yerushalmi holds that as long as the day, the majority of the day doesn't pass, the Kedusha could be Paka, and says of a Chanan, therefore, when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael in the morning, the Rashi would hold, you have to keep the rest of the day as Yom Tov Sheni, and Yerushalmi would hold that you don't have to keep the rest of the day. Now, the Yitzchak Lilenstein asks on this of a Chanan, and he says he doesn't understand, because what is the case of Rabbi Chanan? When you go from place to place, you go from a place that it is Yom Tov Sheni to a place where it's not Yom Tov Sheni. Says Rav Yitzchak Lilenstein, in that case to him it's pashut. Of course you don't have to keep Yom Tov Sheni. Because if the Gemara in Tainus is talking about one case, one city, you have a place, here the Kedusha was Chal in this place, could that Kedusha be Paka in the middle of the day? But an individual person, where he's going from point A to point B, if point A has the Kedusha, point B does not, that definitely would be that he does not have to keep Yom Tov. Right now, he's in a place that there's no Yom Tov. So of course, he would not keep Yom Tov. And he wants to compare it to the famous Shaila of the International Dateline. Now, we all know it's a tremendous controversy. Where exactly is the International Dateline? But that doesn't make a difference for our purposes. All we have to know is, what is the halacha going to be if a person is standing before the line and right now it's Shabbos, and then he walked over the line, and now he's in a place where it is no longer Shabbos. Are we going to say that since Shabbos was chal on him already, therefore the Kedusha Shabbos can't be paka? Or do we say no? Of course he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. If you're in a place that's not Shabbos, then you don't have to keep halachas of Shabbos. It's only in the case of the Gemara in Tainus, our Gemara, where we are referring to one place. Could one place, could the Kedusha be paka or not? That is the Shaila. Maybe Machlokes said, who is the mayor? You're Shalmi and Rashi. But in the case where you go from point A to point B, says that Yisrael Zilberstein as a Svar of Shuta, over there, there's no question, the Kedusha definitely is paka, and you won't have to keep Sabbath. So therefore, the Yitzchak Zilberstein wants to disagree with the Lachanan and say there's no comparison between his case of the boat that is traveling to Eretz Yisrael, where he arrived in Eretz Yisrael the morning of Yom Tov Sheni. There's no comparison between that case and the Gemara in Tainus. But says the Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Gemara in Tainus, our Gemara, still would be a basis to decide our question. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, and there it's not a question of going from point A to point B. You don't move. The only question is, could the Kedusha be paka? So then it says the Yichlus Obersin is very geschmack. That's Mamas telling our Gemara that according to Rashi, who Rashi holds really, Kedusha is never paka. Therefore, in our case, since Yom Tov Sheni has already started for this person, the Kedusha won't be paka, as opposed to Yerushalmi, it will depend when did he make up his mind. If he made up his mind before Chatzais, according to Yerushalmi, the Kedusha would be paka, because the majority of the day has yet to pass as Yom Tov Sheni, as opposed to if he decided after Chatzais, then everybody would agree, Rashi, Yerushalmi, that since the majority of the day has already passed in Kedusha, the Kedusha cannot be paka, and he would have to keep the rest of Yom Tov as Yom Tov Sheni. Now, just for and that's the end of Yitzchak Zilberstein, how he wants to make our Shaila dependent on our Gemara in Tainus. Now, I definitely do think there is room to argue. One could say it's not a comparison, because the Gemara in Tainus is referring to an entire city. An entire city, do we say the Yom Tov is the Tainus is paka or not? But over here, it's an individual person. And we have to decide something. Is he a Ben Eretz Yisrael? Is he a Ben Chutz Aretz? So this, and meaning, we have, in Eretz Yisrael, there are two sets of people. There are those keeping Yom Tov Sheni, those who are keeping, not keeping Yom Tov Sheni. Which group does he belong to? So that's the question. Could that switch in the middle of the day? Is that a comparison to a place that they were accepted upon themselves as Tainus? Nothing changed about these people. Just the question is, once the Siba, the cause of Tainus, goes away, is that going to be Paka? Is that really similar to a case where we're just trying to figure out which group he belongs to? Or do you say no? The same way we are deciding, could Kedusha be Paka? The Kedusha Tayyoyim, the Tainus, could that be Paka from an entire group that is similar to a person? Because really the reality of this style is, we want to know, could Kedusha Yom Tov Sheni be Paka from him or not? We could be methodical back and forth, but we'll leave it at this. This is the Shaila, and this is the Raya that he wants to bring. And now the other way to argue on the comparison, one could say simply that in our Gemara, it's a question of Nether. Why is there Kedusha when you, Kedusha Tayyim, so to speak? Why is the Tainus Chal? Because you makabo on yourself the Tainus. So perhaps the whole Shaila, could a Tainus be Paka in the middle of the day or not, is a Shaila in the Dharim? What did he accept upon himself? As opposed to Kedusha Tayyim, that's an entirely different question. Could Kedusha be Paka or not? One could definitely make the argument that does not depend on our Gemara, because our Gemara is not a question of Kedusha being Paka, but rather it's a question of what was the person Mekabel when he made the Nether. Again, Yezefapo, but we'll leave it at that. And we'll leave off with one more Gishmak Yisayla. What would happen in the reverse case? You have a person who is living in Eretz Yisrael, and then he decides that he wants to move to Chutz La'aretz. Do we say that the minute he makes his decision, he becomes a Ben Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he has to be noig the rest of the day of Yom Tisaini? Or do we say no, that number one, Kol Zman, he didn't actually move to Chutz Aretz, he still remains a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Once you are a Ben Eretz Yisrael, the machshav, the thought to move, can't make a difference. And even if it could, perhaps over here it's different, because Yom Tov is never chal in the middle of the day. And therefore, even if Kedusha could be parka in the middle of the day, and therefore the Ben Chutz Aretz that decides to become an Ben Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the day would keep one day Yom Tov because Kedusha is not parka, does that, what would happen in the reverse? If he decides to change his mind and become a Ben Chutz Aretz, assuming he could do so, do we say the Kedusha could be found in the middle of the day, or do we say there's no such thing? Yom Tov starts in the morning, and just because you change your mind doesn't bring the Kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.